When Consequences Bubble Over by Jess Vercello, art by Cam Kendall. Mike is enjoying watching TV when he gets a phone call from his mom.
I'll be home in 20 minutes. Can you please load the dishwasher?
Sure, Mom.
Let's see what would happen if he waits 15 minutes before starting the job his mom asked him to do. He rushes over to the table and tries to haul all the dishes away from the table at once.
I better do this quick before Mom gets home.
He shoves the dishes into the dishwasher without rinsing them and squirts way too much dish soap into the dispenser.
And a bit of this.
And it's the wrong kind of soap. Within moments, the dishwasher is overflowing with soap.
What? No!
And that's when his mom walks in.
Mike!
Now, let's see what would happen if Mike wastes no time getting to the job. He hums a song while he calmly loads the dishes into the dishwasher. Next, he locates the correct dishwashing soap.
This is the one.
And puts the perfect amount in.
That should do it.
By the time Mom comes home, Mike is back to enjoying his show, feeling good about the work he's done.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for doing the dishes.
No problem.
While you are free to choose your course of action, you are not free to choose the consequences. Whether for good or bad, consequences follow as a natural result of the choices you make. For The Strength of Youth, 2011, pages 2 and 3. End of the story. When Consequences Bubble Over. Read by Wes Nelson, Rena Stockwell, and Ethan Tyler.